couple of weeks ago, actor Arnold Schwarzenegger looked to be the only Republican who counted in the race to replace California Governor Gray Davis, if Mr. Davis is recalled next month. Mr. Schwarzenegger had the most endorsements, and still does, the most campaign money, and still does, but he's got competition on his right. State Senator Tom McClintock is a veteran of California politics. He has a following among conservative voters, and he shows no inclination to drop out and leave the field to his rival, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Not every candidate would be heartened by running a distant third in an opinion poll with just 12% of the likely vote. That's where Tom McClintock was in the recent survey by the Los Angeles Times, trailing Arnold Schwarzenegger's second-place 22% finish and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, who was first with 35%. But a couple of things have given McClintock a boost. The other conservative candidate, businessman Bill Simon, has dropped out. And, says McClintock, 12% is at least twice what he had in earlier polls, so he wins the title of most improved.
Arnold's not showing any movement. The only one with movement in this race is Tom McClintock.
That's how McClintock explained the state of the race when he recently guest-hosted a conservative talk radio show on station KOGO in San Diego. For 3 hours, he drew easily on his more than 2 decades of government experience, answering every question in detail, illegal immigration, education, traffic, what have you. The conservative listeners were his kind of crowd, yet it seemed like almost every other caller asked him some version of this question.
If, say, 3 weeks after the race, the polls are showing you're still trailing Arnie by a great distance, will you concede the fact that it's time to step down, or are you going to stay no matter what to the end and end up being the Ross Perot of the California election in 2003?
Chris, like I said, I really think we ought to.
McClintock continually vows to stay in the race till the end. He says he's not a spoiler. Let the voters decide. And he points to his movement in that LA Times poll as evidence that he's got a chance to win. He may as well make the most of it, says Barbara O'Connor, the professor of political communications at California State University, Sacramento. Says who knows what the next poll will say.
This campaign is a pollster's nightmare because polling is at its best when you can identify the audiences that you think are likely to vote for particular candidates. And this election is so fluid, and it depends on who you ask and the day you ask them. So mathematical modeling is out the window.
But right now it suits McClintock to treat the poll numbers as facts. And his 12% isn't as dreary in this race as it would be in a conventional election, says Jack Pitney, professor of political science at Claremont McKenna College. He says with half a dozen serious candidates on the replacement ballot, someone could win with just a small plurality. So McClintock's got a decent start.
Of the serious candidates in the race, he's the only one who's an unambiguous conservative. So that gave him a certain brand name identity and enabled California conservatives, who are pretty active, to have a focus for their interest in the gubernatorial election. He's a force to be reckoned with in this campaign.
But definitely a force from the right. In the debate on Wednesday, McClintock was questioned about his positions being too conservative for California. He opposes abortion rights, gay rights, and gun control. He's pledged to never raise taxes, ever, no matter what. But McClintock answered that he got votes from more than just the right-wing fringe last fall when he ran a statewide race for controller.
I think you forget, I was the top Republican vote-getter in the election just last year. I received more Democratic crossover votes, more independent votes, more total votes than any Republican on the ballot last year in the closest election in California history, despite the fact I was running against a multimillionaire who outspent me by a 5-to-1 margin.
McClintock lost narrowly, but he still lost. In fact, Republicans failed to win a single statewide office last November. The recall is seen as a great chance to begin reversing that. And while McClintock may have a core of support, he's taking a risk if he makes good on his pledge to stay in the race till the bitter end, says Jack Pitney.
I don't think any politician in the Republican Party would want to be known as the person who tipped the election to the Democrats. Republicans will not have warm and fuzzy feelings toward him if they see him as somebody who botched an opportunity.
But McClintock rejects the idea that Arnold Schwarzenegger represents the Republican Party's best opportunity, and he can keep making that argument, at least until the next opinion poll comes out. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.